recognizing ourselves as things that science might be expected to have something to say about. I can imagine Newton sitting down and working out his laws of motion and figuring out the way the universe works, and with him a cat wandering around. The reason we had no idea how cats worked was because, since Newton, we had proceeded by the very simple principle that essentially, to see how things work, we took them apart. If you try and take a cat apart to see how it works, the first thing you have in your hands is a non-working cat. Life is a level of complexity that almost lies outside our vision. It's so far beyond anything we have any means of understanding that we just think of it as a different class of object, a different class of matter. Life. Something that had a mysterious essence about it, was God-given. And that's the only explanation we had. The bombshell comes in 1859, when Darwin publishes On the Origin of Species. It takes a long time before we really get to grips with this and begin to understand it, because not only does it seem incredible and thoroughly demeaning to us, but it's yet another shock to our system to discover that not only are we not the center of the universe and we're not made of anything, but we started out as some kind of slime and got to where we are via being a monkey. It just doesn't read well. But also, we have no opportunity to see this stuff at work. In a sense, Darwin was like Newton, in that he was the first person to see underlying principles that really were not at all obvious from the everyday world in which he lived. We had to think very hard to understand the nature of what was happening around us, and we had no clear, obvious, everyday examples of evolution to point to. Even today, that persists as a slightly tricky problem if you're trying to persuade somebody who doesn't believe in all this evolution stuff and wants you to show him an example. They are hard to find in terms of everyday observation. So we come to the third age of sand. In the third age of sand, we discover something else we can make out of sand. Silicon. We make the silicon chip. And suddenly, what opens up to us is a universe not of fundamental particles and fundamental forces, but of the things that were missing in that picture that told us how they work. What the silicon chip revealed to us was the process. The silicon chip enables us to do mathematics tremendously fast, to model the, as it turns out, very, very simple processes that are analogous to life in terms of their simplicity. Iteration, looping, branching, the feedback loop which lies at the heart of everything you do on a computer, and at the heart of everything that happens in evolution. That is, the output stage of one generation becomes the input stage of the next. Suddenly, we have a working model. Not for a while, because early machines are terribly slow and clunky, but gradually we accumulate a working model of this thing that previously we could